Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. There's been a purchase of some money from eBay.
Okay, let me tell you, sir. Did you know what amount has been debited from your account?
Yeah, 290.
290, okay. And do you know what item has been purchased for this payment?
No, I don't. Can you tell me?
All right, let me check it for you. Give me a moment.
Who am I speaking with?
So you're talking to the eBay technical support, sir. All right, as we are checking in our server, the payment has been for an eBay gift card online. So you're not doing this transaction, right?
No, that's not mine.
Okay. So what we need to do, sir, we need to stop this fraudulent payment, as we are suspecting this payment is an international payment. Someone from overseas, they are doing this kind of faulty payments under your name and your information. So what we need to do, we need to simply stop this payment, and to do that, we have to send you a secure 9-digit cancellation code into your cell phone now. Once you will receive that code, we will stop this payment and give you the refund directly to your account. Alright?
Okay, good. Very good.
Okay. So, will you confirm me what kind of cell phone do you use? Is it an Android cell phone or an iPhone?
iPhone, Apple.
It's Apple iPhone, okay. So, first of all, I will tell you how you can generate that cancellation code into your iPhone now. So first of all, I want you to simply look into your iPhone application. You would be able to see an app there written like App Store. Do you see any application there, App Store?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want you to open that app from your side. Simply open it up.
Yeah, I'll open it up.
Yeah. Now, once you open up, you can see the right-hand side bottom. Do you see any option say search? I want you to give a click on search from there.
What am I looking for?
Yeah. On that search, I want you to type in there the letter A. A as an apple, A there.
In search?
Yes, in the search, yes. Type the letter A. A for apple. A there.
Oh, search.
Yes. After A, it's N. Yeah, no, not App Store. Type on the search, type A, then N. N for November. Type N. Okay.
No, I'm not getting it. Right.
Sorry?
Hang on. So, is there an App Store?
No, not the App Store, sir. Did you open the App Store?
You opened the App Store?
Yeah, open the App Store, yes. First, open the App Store.
Yeah, just as good bullshit stuff that today, get wicked in Diablo Immortal.
Sorry? Sorry, what did you just say?
It's got... So am I looking for settings or anything?
No, you're not looking for settings. I want you to open the App Store application. Open that up first.
Yeah, I'm opening up the App Store, but it's not coming up with applications.
Okay, now, just look very carefully onto the App Store. Just look at the very, very right-hand side bottom. Do you see any option say search?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I just want you to click on that search first. Click on the search.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, once you click on search, then I want you to type in there the letter A. A as an apple. A there.
Yeah.
then the letter N. N as in November, type N.
Yes.
After N, it's Y for yellow. Y, type Y.
Yes.
After Y, it's D as in David, type D.
Right.
Okay. After D, it's E as in Edward, type E.
E.
Yes, E. After E,
right.
It's S as in sugar, type S.
S.
Yeah. After S, it's K as in kilo, type K.
Right.
Yeah. Now then give a click on search, and then confirm me what can you see into your screen.
Which is any desk.
Any desk, yes.
Update.
Yes. Yeah. Do you see update? Click on that update. If you see update, click on update.
Yes.
Okay. Now, once the update is completed, you will be automatically see an option says open. I want you to click on that open, okay, if you see that open, okay?
Any desk remote, open.
Yeah, click on open, yes.
Can't see it just yet.
Okay, now what can you see once you click on open?
I've got the so far I'm just on any desk, remote, desktop.
Okay.
So I click on that?
Yeah, click on that.
Any desk, remote, desktop. Oh, search.
No. Do you see any option says open? Anything says open?
No.
Okay, now inside the any desk, do you see any ID number, any 9 numbers? Your address, anything like that, do you see?
No.
Okay, just tell me, what did you see exactly? Tell me, what did you see?
Well, it says any desk remote desktop. And then I'm listed as developer, language,
okay.
Size.
All right, now listen. Now, I would just want you to click on that update option. Just click on that update.
Yeah, go on there.
Okay, now just wait, don't touch anything. Once the update is automatically completed, there is an option automatically come up, says open. Once you see that open, just let me know.
Well, I've got a square inside a round circle. And I've got a square with an arrow.
Yes. Is it?
And that's all.
That's all you see?
Someone says, what's the new version of history?
Okay,
new features.
Okay, let me tell you. Did you see that still the same option update, or is it changed something?
No.
You can still see the update option, right?
Yeah, you get remote desktop, remote access from anywhere, and that's all.
Yes. No. What I'm telling you is, do you see that update option? Still?
No.
Okay, you can't see the update. Now, on that update option, what can you see? Exactly over there.
I can't see update.
Okay. Alright. Now, over there, anything new come up?
No.
Okay. Then just wait. Do you see something is circling round and round, moving?
Yes.
Okay, it means it will be updating. So just wait. Don't touch anything. Now, is it turning into blue or something?
Yeah, it's just a blue update.
Yeah, it's just in blue, right? Just wait. Once it's totally getting blue, it will be coming up. The option says open. So just wait. Is it still in blue, the circle?
Yeah, still more section upside, circle upside.
Yeah. Do you still see the update?
Yeah.
Yeah, click on the update.
Circle again stopped. Yeah.
Okay, and now what can you see?
Nothing.
Okay, nothing at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we try again later?
Sorry. Alright, what do you see now?
Nothing.
Did you check, sir, is your internet is working properly? Just check it, please.
Yeah, I'll check that, but I'll call you later.
You can call me later?
Yeah.
Where's that?
I'll call you later, okay?
Why is that, sir? We're working on it, sir. The thing is that we are in the middle of an investigation. We need to stop the fraud payment, which is going on now.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the way to go to from here.
Sir, right now we are giving you a cancellation code through this AnyDesk.
Yeah.
Now, once it's... Yes.
Go back your skip.
Sorry, what did you just say?
Go back one step.
I just want you to go back one step.
Yeah.
Okay, just go back one step then.
Alright, so where do you want me to be? What page?
Okay. Now... Once again, I want you to close the App Store and open it up. Close it and open it up, the App Store. Yes. Now, on that search, at the very right-hand side bottom, did you see that search? Did you see that search, sir?
No, not yet, no.
Okay.
Stay down, baby. All right. Yes, I've done that.
Okay. Now, on that search, I want you to simply type over there, AnyDesk, AnyDesk, AnyDesk.
Yes, I've got that done.
Okay. Now, what did you see exactly? Just let me know. What did you see there?
Well, I've got AnyDesk, and this is my address.
You got an address, right? And this is a 9-digit number. That's what you see, right?
Yes.
Okay, now let me inform you, sir, this is the cancellation code which you will get directly through eBay to stop the fraudulent payment. Now, will you confirm me that cancellation code, the 9-digit number?
842.
842, yes.
480.
480.
073.
073. I'm confirming you again. It's 842-480-073, right?
Yes.
Okay, now let me explain you, sir, what we are doing. We are, right now, we are getting the cancellation code. Through this, we are activating the security into your system. Now, let me tell you, this application has been totally created through eBay. Okay, now once we are activating the security, you will get to see a security warning pop-up will come up in your screen. That warning will be directly created from eBay to stop the fraudsters. Now, that message will be coming up like, just stop the fraudsters, anything like that, don't give any information, like this kind of warning message will be coming up in your screen, alright? So, don't need to panic, okay? What you have to do is, you need to see at the very, very bottom of that message, okay? on the bottom of that message, you will be get to see two options. One is, I trust this call, and then you need to simply accept the security. At the very bottom, you will get to see a green accept. You need to click on accept. All right, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, once you will see any option, like security warning, just let me know. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, just look very, very bottom of that security warning. Do you see any small option come up? Like, I am aware of the risk. Do you
yes.
see that? Okay.
Yes.
Just look beside of it. Do you see any small circle over there where you need to click on it?
Yes, I'll do that.
Yeah, click on that. And then at the very bottom, do you see any option says accept? I want you to click on that accept.
Yes, done that.
Yes. Now, what can you see?
It's got a 369 number, eBay cancellation department.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Click on start broadcast. Click on start broadcast.
Click on what? Start.
Start broadcast. If you see start broadcast, click on start
no,
broadcast.
It just says accept.
Yeah. Click on accept. Click on accept. Click on accept.
Screen broadcast. Yeah.
No, start just below broadcast. Screen, yeah, click on start broadcast, yes, click on start broadcast.
That, yeah.
Okay, now, just wait, don't touch anything. Now, the security has been activated into your system, and shortly, the security will be properly activated. So, I just want you to not to touch your screen now. Now, what I want you to do, I want you to minimize this AnyDesk application and come to your normal screen where you see your all the applications. Just simply minimize it.
Minimize.
Okay, just swipe your screen from bottom to top. Swipe it up.
Okay, yes, done that.
Once again, swipe it up from bottom to top.
Yes, got any depth,
yeah. That's good. Now, so, sir, I want you to simply open up your settings, your mobile phone settings. Now, through that, you will activate the security. Open up your settings.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, on the settings, did you see at the very, just scroll down on the settings, do you see any option says display and brightness? Just scroll down. Display and brightness. Just go up, just go up, just go up. Just go up, sir. You're just going very down. Just go at the very, just little bit of top. Display and
yes.
brightness. Yeah, click
yes.
on display and brightness. Okay. Now, did you see auto lock there? Auto lock?
Yeah.
Any option? Yeah, click on that auto lock.
Yeah.
And what option is selected there? Is it selected 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minutes? What option did it select it?
Never.
Never. It's correct. Then it, you are totally selected the auto lock. Now, I want you to once again minimize the settings and come to your normal screen where you see your all the apps, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Now, sir, what I will be doing, sir, I will be totally providing you the security to stop this fraudulent activity. So, in the meantime, sir, what I'm going to do, I'm going to show you that what fraudsters are doing in your system. So, I want you to open up your Safari first. Open up your Safari. Okay.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, open up your Safari. Yeah. Now, on the Safari, sir, I want you to simply type in there, M as in mother, M there.
M as in mother, yes.
Yes. Then Y as in yellow.
Yep.
Then give a space. Then type number one.
Yeah.
Then P for Peter.
Yeah.
Give a space. Then type
yeah.
address. ADDRESS. Address.
Yeah.
Give a space. Give a space. Then type location. It's LOCATION. Then
yeah.
give a space. Give a space. Then type C as in Charlie, A as in Apple. Then give a click on search and then confirm me what can you see there. Give a click on go at the very right hand side bottom. Did you see go? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, did you know what did you see in your screen? All right.
What can you see? Details.
Yes, this is your IP address details into your mobile phone, which you can see. Now, sir, first of all, did you see your IP address over there, which is 66.249.69.59?
Yes,
did you see that?
Yes.
And if you look very carefully below that, your IP address location, what location do you see? Will you confirm it to me?
Mountain View, California.
Mountain View, California. Now, this is the main exact problem which you are facing, because right now your IP location is exactly not showing in any Australian IP, sir. Now, this IP which you can see, it is an US, that is an international IP which you see. And that's the reason, sir, I'm trying to explain to you from the beginning that this payment is a fraud and an international payment, which is going on from your number now. All right.
Yeah.
And what they are doing, sir, they are doing this kind of fraud payments by sitting in the United States and using your information. Okay. But don't need to worry, sir. I will tell you how you can totally save your information from this fraudsters and save your information and properly secure your information. Okay. Now, do one thing. Just look at the very top where you see your my IP address location. Delete whatever you have typed in there. Delete that.
My IP address.
Where you type my 1P address location, see, delete that.
Yeah,
delete that, yeah. Now, over there, sir, I want you to type in there, W3C.
W what?
W, the number 3. Then
yeah.
C for Charlie.
So W3C.
C as in Charlie, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Then give a space. And then type validator. It's V as in Victor, A as in Apple, L for London, I for Indigo, D as in David, A for Apple, T as in Tiger, O for Oscar, and R as in Roger. Now, give a click on search. Okay. Now, what did you see in your screen exactly? Just confirm it to me.
So, W3C Markup Validation Service.
Yes, just click on that.
Fucking hell. Jesus.
Yes. Yes. Now, why I'm showing you all this, sir, let me explain you. This is the Markup Secure Validation page, which will be directly given to you from the government of the Australia. Now, what is the work of this page? In this page, you can simply check the websites which you are using online, it's safe or not, okay? If those websites are being affected by those fraudsters, you can simply check over here, errors and warnings. And if that website is safe, you can see totally from this website that that website is safe or not, okay? So now, on that website, did you see any long white panel where you can see, like, address over there? Do you see that address?
Yeah.
Now, on that address, sir, I want you to simply type in there first, your eBay account. That type in there www. It's www.
Yes.
Then type in there eBay.
Yes.
It's eBay. eBay.
Yes, got that. Yes. Yeah.
Then .co.au.
Done.
Okay. Now give a click on check. At the bottom, did you see any option says check below the address? Yeah. Click on that check so that you can check this eBay account is safe or not. Just after click on check, don't touch anything. Now the server is checking it for you. Okay. Wait. Now, confirm me what can you see there. If you scroll down this eBay checking, what can you see? Just scroll down and confirm it to me. What can you see? Did you see any red color error or yellow color warning?
Red color error.
Red color error, yeah. Okay, and did you see, just scroll down the page, and did you see any yellow color warning over there as well?
Yeah, it says yellow link.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
now
it goes alternate.
Okay. Now this is the thing, sir. If you see info or red color error warning, something like that, it means, sir, your website has been badly affected. Now, did you see anything says it is badly affected? Did you see those options? Badly affected, infected badly. Did you see those options?
Hang on.
Uh-huh.
How much longer am I going to be doing this?
No. It won't take any long, sir, because right now we have to stop this kind of fraudulent activity.
Yeah, I know all this, but how long is it going to take this process?
No, first of all, sir, I know, sir. What we are doing is we are stopping this kind of fraudulent activity. So in the meantime, sir.
I know that you said that.
Yes. I know, sir. What we have to do, sir, we have to simply stop this kind of activities now. So in the meantime, I want you to simply close this page from your side. Simply close this page first.
When am I closing?
Yeah, close this thing. As you have checked in, sir, that your eBay is affected. Now just go back. Just go back.
Yeah, go on. Back.
Yes. Now, apart from this eBay, sir, did you do any financial stuff with your mobile phone, like any online banking or anything like that?
No.
You don't do anything like that with your mobile phone?
No, not yet, no.
Okay, but as not regularly, but you do have an account with the online banking or mobile banking with you, right?
Yes.
Yes, sir. So that's why we have to tell you that if that will be affected as well, you need to simply check it over here. So what you can do, you can simply delete whatever you have typed in there. Simply delete that.
Look, this is giving me the shit. I'm going to lock out.
I understand, sir. You're getting frustrated, but you need to understand that we have to simply stop that fraudsters.
Yeah, but okay. It's going on and on and on and on. It doesn't seem to be stopping anything. You just keep them going to one site, to another site, to another site. Get to the guts of it and stop the bloody thing.
Sure, I understand. It's taking one side to another side. That's what we are doing. It's a process to stop the payment.
Hey,
you there?
What?
Okay, you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, just do one thing, sir. I just want you to just wait for me for 1 second. Okay, in the meantime, just give me 1 minute, sir. Give me 1 minute. I will be just giving the calls to the accounts team, and they will take 2 to 3 minutes to complete the whole procedure to stop this fraudulent payment. Okay? So give me 2 to 3 minutes at least. Thank you very much.
Why didn't you do this at the start?
Yeah, just hold on. The accounts team will talk to you. Just give me a minute. Okay? Thank you.
What are you doing? What are you doing now? He's trying to monitor this. Can't do this. Now press OK. Do accept. Now press accept. When I'm looking for the closing activity and we're going to do this like the other, I can fucking get on with it. Just get pushed now and I'll want to accept it.
Yes, hello?
Hello. Yeah, I'm here.
Hello. Thanks for being on hold. This is Ron Davis from the Anti-Fraud Department. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good. Except for what you called.
We haven't called you, sir.
Yeah, go on.
There will be some of the charges has been made, and that's why we have got connected to you.
Yeah, we'll just get rid of it now. Let's get on with it.
All right, so you just go to your home screen. You just go to your home screen.
Yeah,
and as my previous colleague, was trying to just explaining you each and everything. Now, the thing is that somebody has simply tried to misusing a Zip account. Can you just tell me, do you use any Zip?
No, I don't do that.
You don't use any Zip?
No, only the account to be bought, there was a... Of course, I should be on my eBay.
But who is using that Zip Money or Zip Pay?
I don't know.
But under your information, the zip has been registered. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, that is it. I don't know what zip I is. So
you don't
know? I don't know what it is.
Okay. So I'll just simply help you. You just open the app store. Open the app store.
Here we go again.
Sorry? Once you open the app store, type over there zip.
What?
Zip, Z-I-P. Z-I-P. Yeah, open that.
And where do I start?
You need to click on the right hand very bottom corner. There will be a magnifying glass. Give a click on magnifying glass. Yeah. And look at the top. There will be the search panel. If anything has been written down, make it empty, make it blank. Delete it. Delete it. Delete it and type in zip, Z-I-P, zip.
Yes, please check.
Now, is it, now can you see zip, shop now, pay later, and there will be just next to that something called get.
Yes, click on that and make it on.
Zip shop, there are five right now.
Yeah.
Updated.
That means you have the application already. That's why it will be asking you update. Press on update. Now, once you update, just do let me know.
They will stop now. They shouldn't be waiting.
You have been kicked from this conference.